Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
He's going to be the guy that knows all the information. You know, we were talking to a couple of bar owners. I know one bar went for $300,000 for two nights rented by the NFL. One bar went for $500,000, we heard. A little bit closer to the stage.
Friends coming into town and they're, hey, can we bring our kids down there? Do you think places, are there places where you can go into on Thursday with your kids? And a lot of these places downtown are booked out for private events.
Butch Spiridon joins us now. Butch, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We are good. You guys ready? Like, if the draft were tomorrow, would you be good?
I'm ready.
Boom. We know y'all are ready.
So to Don's question, you know, if people are coming downtown and they want to go down Broadway and kind of check out the stage, how much access do they have, and is it kid friendly?
Great question. So normal conditions, all Logan's and Bailey's and by next week, the new downtown sport club will open. So, yeah, for the most part, and the majority are not bought out. There are probably three or four bought out for the entire time, and then some spotty one-offs, a rooftop or one night or things like that. But, yeah, it's going to be pretty user-friendly. And then Walk of Fame Park. We'll have screens. We'll have sound. We'll have some picnic tables. And we'll be a great, maybe less crowded, family-friendly area to hang out.
And as far as parking, which can be an adventure, you guys have squeezed out an unbelievable number of free parking spaces. We're talking in the thousands for this.
Thank you. Close to 7,000 free spaces. Majority across the river, so Titans have been great. Sports Authority has been great. Lots A, B, C, and D. The main event lot across Woodland Street from Titan Stadium has free parking. We rented it out. And then in the evening, State tried to be as user-friendly as we can. And let me emphasize to the question about families, the fan experience is built for families and kids. So over at Nissan Stadium, it is...
And they can't get in with it. What are those things?
Another good question. So at the fan experience, the typical NFL clear bag policy will apply. So if it fits in the clear bag, you're good. Anything else, you won't be allowed. On the downtown side, which think more like July 4th, coolers, backpacks, chairs, umbrellas, but 16 by 16 size bag will be the limit. It won't be clear bag necessarily, but it will be nothing of exceptional size, and everybody will be subject to search. You're agreeing to that if you...
On Broadway, are you going to go through security?
You would enter right at Fifth Avenue on Broad, Demumbrian from Commerce. So let me get it. If I... Demumbrian to Commerce, First to Fifth in that interior footprint. Took me a minute to say it better, sorry.
Which, have there been any, we'll take out the trees, but any hiccup, construction of stage, things like that, as far as getting this city ready for this monster event, has there been anything that's been a surprise to you guys?
Most of the rain has spared us. River rising and falling has not caused any inconvenience, and I talked to the gentleman over the production from the NFL about 30 minutes ago, and he said they're actually a little bit ahead of schedule. So, feels good to hear that.
Yeah, we'll take that.
I've seen it. It's a lot.
At this point right now is the Weather Channel, because I just keep checking it to see how it's looking come starting on Thursday and Thursday night. What's the concern? I know this is a rain or shine event, but with it being people all downtown, What is the concern weather-wise?
The big concerns would be high winds or lightning. So that's what we're paying the most attention to. Right now, it doesn't look like that in the long-range forecast, certainly as Wednesday. And it's a 40% chance of rain. So I would take that and lock it in today. We have announcements. We have plans. You know, police and emergency officials will be asking people. We will direct people where to go if we need to abandon the streets. And probably in addition to lightning and high winds would be people listening, you know, having the experience with New Year's and July 4th, you know, when I hear the alarm or the warning, I go take cover. But I might peek up to get them to move.
Butch, we had a question on Twitter about rideshare, Lyft, Uber. Are there going to be designated, I'm sure there are, designated pickup and drop-off locations?
Yes, there are. KVB from 5th. The 8th will be a drop-off. Commerce Street, I'd say between 3rd and 6th. 3rd Avenue will have a drop-off lane as well down between Commerce and Church. So, and then over at the stadium, the normal game day rideshare lot will be activated.
What kind of economic impact are you guys projecting in-house, do you think?
We've tried to avoid it as much as we can until after the fact, and then when we have hard data. But we've looked at Dallas, and Dallas had estimated about $75 million in direct spending and $120 million in economic impact. And I would say if that's accurate, we kick that in the butt.
Dang.
Pretty optimistic about outperforming Dallas. I would, if I could use a minute, and I heard, I guess, some coverage this morning, and I think the same thing other people do, and they go, they're expecting 300,000 people. And that could easily scare some people away. It might scare me away. But two things. One, that's a three-day aggregate. So we're working off a number of 100,000 a day between the stadium and downtown. And certainly we think most will end up on the downtown side. But we had 240,000 for July 4th last year in the downtown footprint. And we had 150,000 on Broadway 3 years ago for New Year's Eve. So I kind of want to put it in context when I can so people don't get overwhelmingly scared. We're prepared, and we're prepared to close more Broadway if, you know, the crowd grows to that level. So 300,000 in one day is not a real number. I hope. I should say that. And I think it'll be fun. I'm going to go.
I'm glad we were going to get to that. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is the number that is floating around. And we've tried to frame it in that sense that you know, there's 3 days. But that's the beauty of the experience that you guys have doing July 4th and all of the events downtown. This isn't new to you.
No, I mean, Metro Police does a great job, and almost to a point of taking pride in being prepared for just how big it could possibly get. So the concerns about can emergency personnel get in? Absolutely. That's job one. Will there be enough police? Yeah. Will the rest of the city still be protected? Yeah, the police are working their regular shifts and then overtime. So we're not taking police from all corners of the county. We're prepared to grow. We have a bigger footprint than just Broadway. So, and you can watch it from the fan experience. You can go over there, have a beer, watch it on TV, and listen to some music. Not a bad way to be involved if you have an aversion to crowds.
Butch Spirit on our guest. I have to ask you this, and I've heard you talk about it a little bit in other interviews. This might surprise people. When did you first think that the draft could come to Nashville?
Well, I might have been the only one that thought of it, but in May of 2011, we literally made an appointment and knocked on the NFL's door and said, you should move the draft and you should move it to Nashville. At least.
That's aggressive, Butch.
Man.
Yeah, you're my kind of guy. Hey, you don't get what you don't ask for, right?
Well, you know, that was kind of my take, and nobody else was chasing it. I always like to chase things that I maybe don't have to compete against. And I, you might have heard me say, the other goal, once they looked at moving, was to try to get ahead of them formalizing the bid, and we missed that window. The bid was rigorous. It was detailed, buttoned up, thick. But contrary to rumors, it was not some heavy-handed secret document. You know, we put forward what we thought we could do. They grilled us to make sure what we were telling them was true. And it was a, you know, an equal document to all the city's bidding.
Butch Bearden with us on 3HL.
What were your no compromise items, Butch, when you sit down with the NFL? What were the things you said for this to be an essential Nashville experience? We have to have these things.
I'd say first and foremost, it was good music, diverse music, and Nashville-based artists. So we didn't want it to be just a country music show. We didn't want cover bands, and we wanted country, rock, gospel, Americana, pop. Today we announced a, maybe I'll say it's the closest we came to deviating from local, we announced a hip-hop edition, a guy named Miz. But he grew up in Fort Campbell. So technically, he's a homebody. That's as far as we deviated outside of Nashville base. But great lineup of talent, and that was, I mean, it was just a deal killer. We didn't want to look like anybody else. And to their credit, they wanted to embrace that direction. And then the other thing was, you know, at one point they wanted to pretty much close off all of downtown, and we were like, no, first it's not going to work, and we're not going to ask. So that's where some of the another place compromise really, you know, played out.
Man, dropping the hammer there, Butch.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of feedback? What kind of feedback?
Oh, we know, Butch.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the NFL so far about working with you guys and what this is going to look like compared to other experiences?
I think, I'll go back to the very beginning when I kind of, maybe I'll say, got a hint that we were in the lead. And then actually maybe about a week out where they said, okay, we're going to go with Nashville. And I just asked the question, okay, why? Why us first? And we were the most experienced in big events. We were the most prepared. And then one of the things that struck me, and I don't know if this was in the decision, they said, y'all are the only ones that listened to our guidelines. And it would be things like, you can't, don't talk about this, or no gifts, or just routine common sense things. And when they said we were the only ones that listened, I kind of chuckled. I'm not known for that either. it was pretty, you know, it was a nice compliment to the whole city, because they had met with police, they met with public works, you know, they were doing their due diligence with it. But our capabilities on big events, from CMA to Pred Watch parties to Titans uniform reveal, you know, all played in July 4th and New Year's Eve. They've seen us work.
Couple other artists
as a city.
Yep, a couple other artists. I saw Moon Taxi will play Thursday before the draft begins. A popular band with a lot of people in Nashville. Also Ryan Hurd,
yeah,
who's a friend of our show. Will play on Saturday morning. So it's going to be all the kinds of things. I know my kids, Butch, are excited. I showed them the map of the footprint of the NFL draft, and they were excited about the things going on Nissan Stadium side. And I know you mentioned that a little bit, but that's going to be a festival-type atmosphere with a lot of interactive activities for fans.
completely. I think it's the best way to say it. It is a sports-oriented festival, and, you know, can't say free enough, but from autograph sessions to museum experience to interactive to kids clinic, plus the music on stage, and I'm calling it my name, a beer garden, just a little bit of everything. And downloading the app, critical to getting the best experience out of it. It's the NFL Fan Mobile Pass in the App Store. But it has the timing of artists, and it will tell you when somebody's coming to sign. So they'll bring some of the prospects over, and then they'll have some legends. This, the 100th anniversary, this is the real kickoff of that, and round two is going to be loaded with NFL legends, first-round draft picks from all the teams. So it's just got some special moments, and that's where I didn't think they would kick off the 100th anniversary here. I would have bet on Vegas at the time, just because I figured they'd want, you know, perceptually to go bigger. I don't think they could have gone any bigger anywhere else than what we're doing here. But,
right,
you know, we were the little kid.
Well, Butch, I know you're busy, man. I really appreciate you offering detailed information to the fans out there that are trying to make their plans for next week, a week from today. We really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, you say week from today, I get nauseous. But
all right, well, we'll see you down there, Butch. Thank you.
Thanks, all right, Butch. Thank you all. Take care.
What did you just say?
I said, Butch, please.
Glad you successfully were able to say that. Last time you tried that, it came out with the word rhyming and witch.
But not about Butch Spiridon.